This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Turnover chance, Minnesota. On the far side, Carvas. Quinn Schofield with her. Draws to center. Control on the backhand. She scores!
While the PWHL Takeover Tour, the Professional Women's Hockey League Takeover Tour, is coming to St. Louis, it's so cool because it's a 9-game series of regular season matchups that's going to bring professional women's hockey to new audiences all across North America, and the city of St. Louis was chosen to be one of those lucky cities that gets to see the PWHL. And joining us now is Jaina Hefford, Executive Vice President of the PWHL. She's also a 4-time Olympic gold medalist. She is here to join us now as the PWHL hits the Enterprise Center Saturday, March 29th. Jaina, thank you so much for joining us today. It's an honor to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
So the PWHL tour, let's just talk with the PWHL first. For people who maybe aren't familiar, haven't seen any games, what should they know about this hockey league?
Well, the PWHL, so the Professional Women's Hockey League, we're in our second season now. It's the best players in the world. We have players that represent a number of countries, Olympians, world champions that play in this league. It's a 6-team league. There are 3 teams in Canada, in Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and 3 teams in the United States, in Minnesota, Boston, and New York. So St. Louis has, as you mentioned, been one of the cities selected to be part of our takeover tour. It's been 9 markets across North America, and St. Louis happens to be our 9th game. It's been incredibly successful to date. And as a matter of fact, just last week we played in Detroit and set a new U.S. record for women's professional hockey. So it's been really great to be a part of this tour. And I know folks in St. Louis, I've had a chance to be there, and I know the hockey community there is strong, and the grassroots hockey is strong there. So we're really excited to be able to have folks in that market be able to experience the PWHL firsthand.
What is the process in choosing what cities you'll play in, and how you came about that, and why St. Louis was on that list?
Well, there was a lot of great interest from another number of markets across Canada and the United States. And we look at things like obviously having great partners in the market that want to host. We look at facilities, venues that exist. We look at the strength of the hockey market. We happen to be in for the most part, NHL cities, so working with those clubs. But what that grassroots minor hockey growth looks like, what the, you know, the economic opportunities look like for games like this. But really trying to hit markets that are, you know, excited and in some case emerging in the hockey fandom. And it's been really great so far.
And I believe, so the Boston Fleet will be playing Ottawa here in St. Louis, the Ottawa Charge. And on that Boston Fleet roster is Hillary Knight, that people might remember, know that name very well from the Olympics and Team USA, and among other teams, other names as well, but Hillary Knight obviously being a prominent name.
Absolutely, and there's a number of stars that are going to be in action with Boston and Ottawa. We think of Aaron Frankel, who's a Boston goaltender, one of the top goaltenders in the league. Lena Mueller, one of the top Swiss players in the world. And then flip over to Ottawa, and you have you know, Breanne Jenner, Emily Clark with the Canadian national team. So there's lots of big-name players to come in and see. And Boston has been arguably one of the hottest teams as of late, pushing I think they're in second, pushing towards first. And then Ottawa's in a situation where they need every point to try to get into the playoffs. So it's going to be an incredible game.
Well, and also we were just talking about hockey in St. Louis, women's hockey in St. Louis, and how it continues to grow. And Nicole Hensley was the former goaltender for Lindenwood University. She won a gold medal with the U.S. Women's National Team at the 2018 Winter Olympics. And so I know she was making the rounds around St. Louis, was honored at the St. Louis Blues game here at Enterprise Center. And so there are so many local ties to strong female hockey players. The Dunn sisters are from here in St. Louis as well.
That's right. I should have mentioned Jincy as well, and she's a part of the Ottawa team, so I'm sure it's going to be an amazing homecoming for her.
Oh, yeah. Jincy Dunn here, homecoming at Enterprise. That's so exciting.
Jaina, there's been a lot of growth as it pertains to professional women's sports, in particular with the WNBA. A lot of attention has been paid to that, and there are a couple of players that are really helping with that, you know, women like Caitlin Clark. Do you feel the same sort of thing happening with hockey? If it's maybe not quite there yet, but getting to that point, and if so, are there particular players in the league that you would point to say, these are women that people look up to?
Yeah, I mean, the WNBA is 28 years old, and it's been a league that we, you know, female hockey players have looked towards for their leadership and what they started to build a number of years ago. And then, of course, there's the NWSL, which is now 12 years old, so similarly a league that we look to. And now that we're in our second season, we have a really interesting founding of this league where it really started because of the advocacy of the players and the PWHPA. And the hockey fans in St. Louis may remember that the PWHPA visited St. Louis and had a part of our Dream Gap tour there. But when you think of players like, as you mentioned, Hillary Knight, Kendall Coyne Schofield, Sarah Nurse, Breanne Jenner, all of those players were really leaders in this movement and advocacy towards a women's professional league. And now we've just, you know, in these first year and a half, almost 2 years, we've exceeded all of our expectations. We're fortunate enough to attract an investor like Mark Walter, who's owner with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chelsea FC, along with an advisory board that includes Billie Jean King and Alana Kloss, Stan Kast, and Royce Cohen. So, you know, we have the right investment and leaders at the top. We have players that have, you know, sacrificed and advocated and helped build this league. And we have fans that we know are just so excited to support the game. And it's been an amazing launch to this league. And we just continue to grow and want to ride off the momentum. But, you know, I think looking at the success of other women's leagues, you know, helps all of us.
You know,
hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, We hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Oh, and I wonder, too, if the PWHL is feeling the momentum of women in hockey on all different sides of the game. Because, as you mentioned, you have the league, you have the player aspect. Of course, everybody remembers when Kendall Coyne was just flying across the ice in the All-Star game, and you had players like Connor McDavid just saying, wow. Like, you could watch their reaction from the bench. But AJ Malesko, Olympian herself, but on the broadcast side, so respected. You know, I helped cover the Blues in 2019 when they won the Cup. And AJ Malesko would be in the locker room or, you know, talking, interviewing players. And players in the NHL and the Stanley Cup final were asking her questions, you know, about the game, mm-hmm. gleaning wisdom from her. And then you have Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach for the Seattle Kraken. I mean, this is a huge wave of momentum for women in the sport of hockey.
It really is. And, you know, this is a whole new generation. Many of the men that play in the NHL now grew up with friends that played, female friends that mm-hmm. played hockey and sisters that played hockey. And many of the women have crossed over, whether it's summer training or skills training with, you know, so there's just this whole new level of respect, I think, for women in the game. And then, of course, anyone who watches the game will realize very quickly the skill and the talent that exists in the women's game. And it just, the visibility, the awareness hasn't been there. And that's something that the PWHL has really highlighted. And I think that's been part of our success, is that people are seeing how good these players are, how physical the game is. I think it takes people by surprise, but once they see it once, they're hooked. So it's really amazing to see a whole new generation of respect for women's hockey.
What can people expect at the game that Saturday? It is a week from this Saturday. The two teams are coming here to play.
Well, as I mentioned, it's going to be an incredible game. Both teams are really fighting for position in the standings, one near the top and one trying to get into the playoffs. There's going to be an energy in the building unlike anything you've probably felt or seen before, because we see that every stop that we're at. It's going to be a positive excitement. The game's going to be physical and skilled, so it's going to be an amazing thing to be a part of.
All right. This game is happening again on the on March 29th, Boston Fleets, Ottawa Charge. They will take over here in St. Louis at Enterprise Center. We really do appreciate your time, Jaina. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That is Jaina Hefford. It was a hockey legend.
Yeah. It's so cool.
She's done a lot, man.
It is, and you go back to the Olympics that she has played in, and so much fun. I just remember growing up watching her, like an AJ Malesko, and then now to see Hillary Knight in person, to see Jincy Dunn here at Enterprise is going to be so cool.
Yeah, for tickets, if you are interested, it is thepwhl.com. That's the website you can go to buy those tickets, thepwhl.com/tickets if you want the direct link. And again, that is March 29th. It happens at 1:00 at the Enterprise Center.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.